for sharing that beautiful message of hope that we have found in Jesus. And also Alba Deliz for scripture reading this morning. What a beautiful opportunity to come together. Amen? What a beautiful opportunity to proclaim that we have been saved, that we are redeemed, that we are free to do God's will. Amen? Before, impossible. But now we have the beautiful opportunity to share with the world the peace that we have found in Jesus. There are not too many rituals that we as Seventh-day Adventists practice. One of them is foot washing. That points to Jesus and his service for you and for me. Another one, baptism. Amen? Reminds us that in Jesus we are a new creation. We've come back to life. And another one, this beautiful opportunity to participate in communion, where we are reminded of what Jesus Christ did for you and for me. And yes, we proclaim something that the early church proclaimed. We proclaim a risen Savior. Amen? Someone who came back from the dead. This was the central message of the new or the early church, found in the book of Acts and found in the writings of Paul and in the Gospels. A very special message that God invites us also to share with others around us. The word communion means what? Community, coming together. And do I dare ask the question, is Satan trying to unite us or separate us? Separate us. Just as members of a church or also as members of a family or a community or a nation. Or a world? Do we live in a divided world? Very much so. But communion, once again, is a reminder of what is all this that we do as human beings about. And that is being one in Christ. Amen? Is it easy to be one? Even with people who have the same last name as you do. Is it easy? We're all different, yes? Praise the Lord, he made us different. But through the power of God's Holy Spirit, Jesus prayed with his disciples that they would all be one, that they would all come together as one to give God the honor and the glory that he deserves. This is an incredible experiment. I'm sharing here something for second service that I didn't share for first service, but church is an incredible experiment. If you look around you, we all come from different places with different experiences, with different backgrounds, and yet we are one in Jesus Christ. Amen? We are one. So that when somebody sees me, Andy Kim, Andrea Anderson, Betsy Phillips, they see something that we have in common. And that is Jesus. That it is why we come together. Jesus' love draws us together. If I dare ask how your week was, what would you say? Church, share. Was it a good week? Yes, that was a, what is it, a so-and-so week? Was it a bad week? Was a hallelujah week, Harold. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And praise God that we made it here today. Amen? Amen? We made it through the week. In spite of its challenges, its difficulties, its heartaches. In spite of things that happen, we are here today. And the message that I would like to share with you is a message that we find in the New Testament. For a few weeks, we've been studying characters, leaders, like Joshua, like Elijah, like David, like Jonah. People who learned to walk with someone who was greater than themselves. Amen? They humbled themselves before the Almighty God and said, God, I surrender. I give up trying to do things my own way, and I want to now do things your way. I want to walk with you. Amazing that the Almighty God would want to walk with me, spend time with me, and not just once a week on the Sabbath day, but every day, amen? Amen. And he's willing to talk and share his thoughts with me if I am willing to listen. Jesus, the great I Am, was the one who spoke to each one of these great leaders. And Jesus also came to this earth at a time where no one was actually following this book of his, the Holy Scriptures. At a moment's time in history when darkness ruled. At a time when his own people would not recognize that he was among them. And if you turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 11, verse 29. Luke chapter 11, verse 29. We'll find scripture reading. And while the crowds were thickly gathered together, while people were being drawn to Jesus, he began to say something that could have sounded disrespectful, or could have sounded harsh, or could have even sounded rude. But he said this about those who were coming to listen. He said, "This is an evil generation." Could we say the same thing about our generation? Yes, this is an evil generation. Jesus said, "It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet." Who was Jonah the prophet? And how was he a sign to the Ninevites? We know the story. He was called on a mission. The mission was preach to the Ninevites. Did Jonah obey at first? He turned his back to Nineveh and said, "I'm going the opposite direction." Got on a big ship and headed east or west, actually. And he found himself in the middle of the greatest storm he had ever seen in his life. And not only Jonah, but all the sailors with him. They had never seen such big winds and big waves, such a big storm. We know they lost their cargo. And eventually, Jonah was thrown into the deep of the sea. And Jonah chapter 2 tells us, brothers and sisters, that at that point, Jonah felt he was lost. He felt like this was it. A prayer that he prayed in the belly of a great fish. And he was reflecting on God's amazing compassion and love for human beings. He was reflecting on how God could save a man from going down so deep into the ocean. And God provided a fish who kept Jonah safe how many days? 3 days. And the last verse of that chapter tells us that that great fish spit or vomited, depending on your version, Jonah up to this dry piece of land. Jonah himself was a sign of God's amazing grace. Amen? He could tell, hey, this happened to me. I was supposed to be dead. I went down into the watery grave. These gates closed behind me. And when I thought everything was lost, I cried out to God, and he heard my voice. Amen? I believe Nineveh shared that story with the Ninevites. They must have been amazed. You are that man, the one who was thrown overboard. Yes, I'm that man who survived a great storm, survived being thrown into the ocean. I serve the God who created the heavens and the earth. If we go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 38 and 42 through 42, Matthew chapter 12, verse 38 through 42. In verse 40, we find that Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish. And Jesus said, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Jesus said, just as Jonah was in that watery grave, the Son of Man will also be buried in the heart of this earth. We might think, well, big deal. Was Jesus supposed to be raised from the death he was taking upon himself, brothers and sisters? He wasn't. You see, Jesus, when he went on that cross, Jesus, when he suffered that death on the cross, he suffered the second death on your behalf and my behalf. The second death is a death that no one ever comes back from. It's permanent. You're cut off from God's people, never again to see life. But Jesus said, Samuel, I'm going to die that death for you. Carolina, I'm going to die that death for you. Dan, I'm going to die that death for you. Praise the Lord, Jesus was in the grave those 3 days. Amen? But praise the Lord, he rose from the dead. Amen? The earth could not hold him back. It put him out there. And the early church proclaimed that message with everything they had. Jesus is alive. He is risen. He is not dead. I saw him, said the disciples. We saw them, said the multitude, over 500 people who saw him. Jesus is still alive. And he is greater than Jonah, amen? And he is greater than King Solomon, amen? He's greater than the temple, amen? And the question for us today is, will we believe him? Will we trust him with everything? Will we trust him with our family, brothers and sisters? Will we trust Jesus with our children? Children, will we trust our parents to this Almighty God? Amen? Praise the Lord for the blessed hope. Amen? This is not it. And the experiences that you and I have to endure on planet Earth, praise the Lord, we don't have to endure them by ourselves. Jesus has promised to be with us all the way until the end. Do we have a message to share, brothers and sisters? How do we proclaim this message of a risen Savior? How do we tell our family members of a risen Savior? How do we share this with our neighbors? How does it become the most exciting thing we have heard? And we want to share it with someone. I believe, brothers and sisters, that we have come to that time when, as a people, we will have the beautiful opportunity to share this message with power, just like the first church shared it with power. That Jesus is alive and he is coming again. And we come together because he has told us to come together. We serve one another because he has told us to serve one another. We listen to one another. Thank you, Brother Miller. Thank you. We listen to one another. And by God's grace, I believe, brothers and sisters, that it is in this time that God would love to pour his Holy Spirit upon his people. Yes. As we come together, as we share this powerful message and reflect the love that Jesus has, not only for people like Jonah, people like the Ninevites, people like the disciples, but for you and for me. A week from tomorrow, the world will be celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. Jews will be celebrating Passover on Friday. It's going to be a high Passover because it falls on the Sabbath day. But praise the Lord, we don't have to share this message only once a year. Amen? Praise the Lord, we don't have to share this message only 4 times a year. Amen? Is this message something that we can share every week, every day, together, as one? I think this is the time. And what a beautiful opportunity, once again, to remember what Jesus did for you and for me as we partake of the bread and the grape juice. What a beautiful opportunity to be able to serve one another through foot washing. What a beautiful opportunity to know that you and I, we have found hope in Jesus, a Jesus who is alive and who wants to come very soon to take us home. Amen? As a church, we have prepared the fellowship hall so you can participate in foot washing. Some of you might not be ready and would like to remain here. We'll have someone playing the piano in this room. Some of you might feel like you would like to participate, but it's very hard to get to the fellowship hall. Please let us know. We could probably arrange for someone to wash your feet here in one of our Sabbath school rooms that's right behind our baptistry. I know that some of the children are eager to participate. And we want to let parents know, to let our deacons know, if you want your children to participate of communion. We'll leave that responsibility up to you. And our deacons are more than glad to serve you and your family. We believe in open communion, amen? That means that everyone is invited to participate. Those who believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior are invited to come to the table. And praise God, ample provision has been made. Amen? When I finish praying, I would like to invite those who are able to join me as we participate of these emblems, as we participate of the foot washing. All this in remembrance of one who is greater than anyone, his name, Jesus, who did so much for you and for me. Dear Heavenly Father, what a privilege to once again, as a church family, come together. It's a high Sabbath for us. We want to be reminded that, yes, you died that second death for each one of us, a death that no one comes back from. And more so, you promise to be with each one of us through your Holy Spirit. We ask that as we participate, that you will be present in our minds, that we will be reminded of your great love and compassion for not only us, but for everyone. And Father, may we take this message with power to our friends, our neighbors, our family members who still have not made a decision for you, or if they have in the past, at this moment have decided not to walk with you. And so, Father, we ask that you will give us the right words and the right attitude to share this beautiful message of hope with those who we know and even those we don't know. For we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.